弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。不知道刚刚波饼聚会过后，大家的心有没有被主更多的预备好？
And I do not know if everybody is more prepared at the Lord's table.
但愿每次我们能够还有靠着主的恩典能够在他面前聚集的时候，
I truly hope through his grace that each time when we gather before him,
我们能够真的遇见他，
that we can truly seek him.
在我开始交通之前呢，我想稍微岔出去一点。
But before I start to share, I'd like to bring something up.
因为这一周呢，有机会到 Richmond 参加那边的特别聚会。
Because this past week I had the opportunity to go to Richmond for a special retreat.
神也让我有点感动，我觉得可以稍微提出一点点。
And Lord has provided me some that I would like to share with you.
但是因为里面的讯息很丰富。
But because the sermons and the message are abundant.
这个时间有限。
And the time is limited.
我也不能多讲。
And I do not want to say too much.
因为用这个时间一定讲不完全。
Because I won't be able to finish with the limited time I have.
所以讲不完全呢，可能会让弟兄姐妹听了很多就是很零散。
So if the message is not complete, then maybe the brothers and sisters will not grasp it fully.
所以我只是稍微提出一点点，好像那个我们有时候看那个电影的预告一样。
So therefore, I just emphasize a few points. It's like the preview for the movies.
一方面让弟兄姐妹好像看到一点就心里就很想把它整个看完。
That on one side, brothers and sisters, if you watch a little bit, that you like to see the complete picture.
在这一次在 Richmond 那边的特别聚会的题目是，在基督耶稣里同归于一。
This time, the topic of Richmond's retreat is reunion in Christ.
Sum up in Christ. 我们打开在以弗所书
，and it is in Book of Ephesians
第一章
，and Chapter One.
我相信大家都很熟悉
，and I believe brothers and sisters are all very familiar.
因为我们已经以前也在周五查经的时候有读过
，because we have studied this passage in our Friday fellowship.
以弗所书第一章的第九节跟第十节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
弟兄来念给大家听。
I will read for you.
第九节。
Verse 9.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Verse 9, it says, And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the time will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
在英文里面有用了两个词。
Because there are two nouns in this passage.
同归于一，它用的是 summing up.
And the word they use is summing up.
Or heading up.
Or heading up.
就是把它聚集在一起。
It is to gather together.
但聚集在哪里呢？
And together to where?
聚在基督耶稣里聚集在一起。
It is in Christ it gathered together.
他分了很多的不同的用不同的方面来跟我们交通。
He broke down too many parts to share with us.
在讯息里面
实在是 让我看见一个跟自己以往所认识的不一样的地方。
In the message, it gave me opportunity to see that something I did not see before.
因为这是一件极其大的事情。
Because this is a magnificent event.
我们的主要做这样的一件事情。
And our Lord is going to do such a great thing.
这个关乎到
It concerns.
因为这里有写在日期满足的时候。
It says in chapter 10 is to when the time will have reached their fulfillment.
关乎到国度。关乎到主再来。
It talks about the kingdom, it talks about the return of Christ.
也许我们平常在日常生活中，我们觉得这跟我们很遥远。
Maybe in our daily life, we don't see this really related to us.
但是，我们知不知道，其实我们的神每天都在做这个工作。
But do we know that our Lord is doing this every day?
所以，如果我们不能看见，我们不能明白的话。
If we cannot see, if we cannot understand,
我们究竟在这里做什么？
Then what are we exactly doing here?
我们每一周都有各种不同聚会的安排。
And on weekly, and we have different gatherings.
主日也有一整天的安排。
And Sunday, we have arrangement for the whole day.
不管我们当中信主年日长年日短的。
For those brothers and sisters who are here for longer or for the shorter.
我们这么多的聚会,
that we have so many gatherings.
究竟是为了什么?
Is for what purpose?
究竟只是为了听听道?
Is just because we come here to listen to our sermons?
还是为了因为大家都很忙,能够在借的聚会大家能够见见面?
Or it's because all we are busy, so through these gatherings we can see each other.
彼此安慰安慰。
That we can comfort one another.
彼此鼓励鼓励。
That we can encourage one another.
是，这些其实都是主给我们的恩典。
Yes, it is all mercies and grace given by our Lord.
当我们聚集在他面前的时候，这些恩典自然我们会尝得到。
That when we gather before him, all these mercies we will experience.
我们可以看到我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，啊，真的很好。
That we see how adorable our brothers and sisters are.
但是如果我们聚会仅仅是为了这个，
But if our gathering is only for this one purpose,
那实在是离主的心意很远很远。
It is really far away from his heart.
而且我们也知道，如果这样子一年一天一个礼拜一个礼拜一个月一个月一年一年这样子过去。
And also as we know, if we do this year after year, month after month,
难怪有时候我们会对聚会。好像没什么感觉了。
No wonder sometimes we don't have any feeling for these gatherings.
好像没有什么新鲜的。
That there's no freshness to it.
我们就很难体会得到，有些在主里面比较成熟的弟兄或姐妹，他们会说，每一次聚会都是新鲜的。
That it's very hard for us to experience that some mature sisters told us that every time they gather together is very fresh.
我不知道大家来有没有觉得很新鲜，每一次。
I do not know when brothers and sisters come to each gathering, do you feel the freshness inside of you?
还是在星期天早晨要起床的时候还在挣扎。
Or if you struggle to wake up on Sunday morning.
哎呀，昨天因为看了那个世界杯足球比赛，我好累啊。
Not because I watched the World Cup last night, I was exhausted.
昨天实在很兴奋。
I was very excited yesterday.
但是一到主日，哎呀，都差不多嘛。
But when it comes Sunday, every Sunday is the same.
那个比赛都不一样。
Every match is different.
每一次聚会好像都差不多。
But every Sunday worship is the same.
这个主日又是叶弟兄交通。
And then Sunday, Brother Ye is going to share.
更没什么意思了。
And there's it's nothing to it.
但愿我们能够认识我们主为什么让我们在这个时候我们在这边他面前聚集。
We truly hope the reason why the Lord allows to gather here together.
每一次擘饼。
Like each time we have enjoyed the bread and cup.
每一次在主面前弟兄姐妹有一点点交通的机会。
Like each time when brothers and sisters have a little chance to share with you.
都是新鲜的。
It is all fresh.
那我想我其实我等于还是没有把 Richmond 讲的东西讲出来。
I still haven't touched upon the Richmond sermons.
但是我真的鼓励愿意弟兄姐妹能够去 你如果能够到电脑上面，你可以 download。
But I truly encourage brothers and sisters if you can download from your computer.
我相信我们也有买那个就是tape， 就是对，可以大家可以去可以录给大家听。
And I believe we have purchased the tapes that if you want a recording, you can go listen to it.
不过那个都是英文的，就是。
But because it's all English.
所以如果弟兄姐妹有听的，我也盼望有机会，如果主许可。我们有一些交通。
So if the Lord is willing, we wish brothers and sisters who have listened to it, we can also have some sharings.
因为这个真的是关乎一个重大的主他荣耀永远的旨意。
But it is really concerned a magnificent, magnificent event.
Yeah, 那我这个就提到这里。
And this I just touch upon it.
主在这段时间给我有点感动。
And the Lord has some I was touched by the Lord during these few days.
要交通关于奉献这个事情。
I like to share in on the topic of offering.
但是不单单是奉献而已。
It's not only the offering.
甘心乐意。
It's offering freely.
Willingly.
Willingly.
我记得在已过的几个月，曾经孙弟兄以及彭栋明弟兄他们有到我们当中交通到侍奉的事情。
I believe during past few weeks, Brother Pong and Brother Song has come here to teach us the service.
侍奉的启示。
The revelation of service.
让我们看见侍奉是神在我们当中的一个心意。
It allow us that we can see service is God's heart.
他把他的百姓所从那个罪恶当中拯救出来。
That he saved all his people from the sins.
就是要来侍奉他。
Is to serve him.
没有别的目的。
There's no other purpose to it.
但是当我们谈到侍奉的时候，我们就不得不说到奉献。
And when we talk about the service, we have to relate it to offering too.
奉献，我想，即便还没信主的时候，这个字、这个词，大家多少也听过。
Offering, even when we still have not believed that we have listened to this word a couple times.
我有一次机会，跟在工作当中碰到一个客户。
And once I met a client at my job.
他知道我信耶稣。
He knew I am a believer.
他是在国内。
And he came from China.
他就是大家工作谈完了以后，所以就谈一些比较稍微生活上面轻松的事情。
So after we finish with the business, then we have these casual conversations with our daily lives.
他就问说，哎，我听说你们信耶稣的，好像每个月都要缴一些钱才能聚会，是吧？
And he told me, I heard that for people like you who believe in Christ, that you each week you have to offer some money in order to be together.
他这话并没有说让我觉得很觉得offending， 就是让我觉得不舒服啊。
And his statement didn't make me feel very offensive.
因为我知道他只大概看过或听说奉献，但是他在他的认识上面以为这样。一般通常我们参加俱乐部也要缴会费嘛。
Because he probably said this very unintentionally, because he see like each time we go to club or we go to some sort of a gathering, we need to pay the membership.
所以都还没信主之前，这些都大概都有听说，不管是正不正确。
So before we believe in Christ,this is some sort of rumor, although it is maybe not correct.
当我们信主了呢，更是常常听到在我们前面的弟兄或姐妹会提到说要奉献。
And after we believed, we have brothers and sisters who have mentioned to us we have to offer.
所以这个词绝对不会说，哎呀，今天第一次听到。
So this verb is not new to us.
但是因为太熟悉的关系。
But because we are too familiar with this term,
所以呢，我们就 慢慢就会忽略。
Therefore, we often ignore.
不仅仅忽略呢，而且也慢慢会受到一些似是而非的一些影响。
Now, when we ignore this fact that many times we are affected by this little tiny rumors.
因为就拿我自己来说
，and for me the example，
当我信主的时候还是做学生的时候
，and I was only a student when I believed。
所以奉献呢，那时候常常讲
，so offering I often talk about。
但是呢，好像实际上面我并没有做一些什么
，but actually I didn't do much。
特别是我们提到奉献
，especially when we talk about offering，
我想大概我们。90%以上想到奉献是想到钱财上面的。
And 90% of times when we talk about this word offering, we talk about offering the money.
所以在我还是在当学生的时候，自然这个一点都不困扰我。
So when I was only a student back then, it did not bother me at all.
因为我也没钱嘛。
Because I didn't have money back then anyway.
所以奉献 ，OK， 好，没有问题。我没有东西嘛。
So when I talk about offering, I say there's no problem. I don't have anything.
的确，其实谈到奉献，为什么我们大部分都会想到钱财方面的
？Sure, when we talk about this word offering, we often talk about in terms of money.
因为这是最容易在奉献当中来看到我们的光景。
Because it is the simplest form that.In offering that people can see.
这也为什么主耶稣用着钱财来常常用钱财来做比喻。
This is why Lord Jesus often gave analogies of offering in money.
他不是说我们不能侍奉两个主吗？
Didn't he say that we cannot serve two lords?
一个当然就是我们的主。
Of course, one is our Lord.
另外他提的那个呢？
How about the other one he mentioned?
就是钱财。
It is money.
所以可见的钱财的这个分量呢，在我们的心中，大部分人心中是占有极其重的地位。
So you can see the position, the status of this term money is very important to us.
所以主呢，把它跟用钱财来同等来这样子。摆在面前来做比较。
So Lord Jesus compared himself with money, like they put on the same level.
当然，其实奉献绝对不单单只有钱财。
Of course, offering doesn't only limit in terms of money.
严格讲起来，在圣经里面提到的奉献，钱财反而虽然是比喻很多，但是反而其实在奉献里面只是一个很小的部分。
And strictly speaking, in the entire Bible.The offering money is only consists a very small portion of it.
但是刚才提到钱财的奉献真的是能够显出我们里面一个真实的光景。
But just like as I discussed earlier, the offering money can truly reflect what happened inside of us.
因为刚才提到，当我还是学生的时候，这个东西一点不困扰我。
Because when I was a student, this does not bother me at all.
但是当我工作以后
，But once I start to work，
开始有点进账了。
That there was some income。
第一次
，And the very first time，
就是好像要很正式的要奉献的时候。
That it is officially that I have to offer。
因为我知道需要奉献。
Because I know I need to offer。
感谢主的怜悯。
And I thank God's grace。
他提醒我要奉献。
But he reminded me that I need to offer.
但是为什么会有难处呢？
And what was the difficulties?
因为公司给我的支票呢，上面的那个数字啊，他已经扣了税了。
Because a paycheck cut to me from the company that it was after the tax.
我们一般通常讲薪水是不扣税的。
That often when we talk about salaries, it is pre-tax.
但在美国扣税扣得很重。
Especially in the US, the tax is very heavy.
所以税前跟税后差很多。
So the pre-tax and after tax, there's a big difference to it.
加上那时候对奉献其实并不是一个真正有一个 准确的观念。
And back then, I don't have a true understanding the term of offering.
大家都听说十一奉献这个词吗？
That everybody has everybody heard this term tithing.
所以呢，好像这是一个规定定规一样。
And it's like a regulation. It's like a rule.
所以呢，我就要把这个数字拿过来，十分之一是多少？要算一下。
So I have calculated the teeth of this entire check, and then just cut 10% out of it.
那这开始有难处。
Then this is the first difficulty that comes to me.
这已经开始显出里面第一个我对奉献上面的其实一个不准确的观念。
But it has reflected some misconception that with this term offering.
第二个也显出我对主的心。
And secondly, it also reflects my heart to the Lord.
刚才弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌。
And earlier, when brother led us into the song,
将心给我。
That to give us all.
其实我们的神要的不是要我们这些物质上面看得见的东西。
What the Lord really wants from us, it is not these material things.
他要我们的心。
He wants our heart.
他要我们这个人。
He wants us as a person.
他如果要我们这个看得见的这些钱财啊，或我们做的这些事情呢？
And if he only wants our money or our possession or things we do,
他不需要为我们付那么大的代价。
He didn't have to pay such a high price for us.
他既然是创造宇宙万物的主。
Since he is the creator of a whole universe.
圣经提到天上的牛万那个那些牛羊全部都是他的。
The Bible has mentioned all the creatures, all the lambs, all the cows all belong to him.
这些都是他造的。
This is all created by him.
他难道缺什么吗？
And does he lack anything?
他什么都不缺。
He doesn't lack anything at all.
他唯一缺的。
The only thing he lacks.
就是我们这个人。
It is us.
所以我也知道其实不单单是我。
So I knew not only me.
在认识的弟兄姐妹当中我也知道也不少其实我们对奉献并不是真正能够有一个完整的认识。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters that we do not have a full understanding of this term offering.
我们常常说要奉献，是因为可能有这个需要，有那个需要。
And oftentimes when we offer, we see there's a need, we see there's a need here, we see there's a need there.
现在有一个事工出来了，所以需要一些钱财来使用。
And there's a ministry that's going to come out, so it requires some money to come to function.
所以我们会提出来跟弟兄姐妹讲说请大家能够为这个奉献。
Then we have proposed to brothers and sisters as for this ministry we need to offer.
当然，有些需要的东西我们拿出来，只是让弟兄姐妹实在是能够看见神在这个聚会当中的安排。
And surely there was something that we talk about is that because God has arrangement in this ministry.
但实在说来，并不是因为神需要。
But in truth, it is not God he wants.
他不需要这些钱财。
He doesn't need this money.
他需要我们这个人。
He needs us.
我们这个人如果不能把自己给他。
If we cannot offer ourselves to him.
大家奉献出来的再多。
Then no, regardless how much you offered.
也是没有用。
It is useless.
而且这个钱财越多呢
，and the more money it gets，
很容易这个聚会常常会出问题。
And this gathering, this ministry often has problems.
我们看到太多这种例子。
And we have seen too many examples.
当什么都没有的时候,
And when we don't have anything,
大家很, 比较刻苦, 在, 比较稍微艰苦, 困难, 在聚会的时候,
And during the hardships,
都没有问题,
And there was no problem at all.
那彼此相爱的这些所显出来的是这么的实际。
That people truly love each other and we reflect the reality.
但当在这个聚会这个聚集当中开始这个外面的财富越来越多的时候,
And when the wealth starts to grow,
是我们真的感谢主，因为他祝福我们。
Surely we thank God because He truly blessed us.
他祝福他的百姓。
He blessed His people.
所以正常来讲，通常在聚会当中。 的弟兄姐妹真的是会越来越富足。
So normally, the brothers and sisters among us that will get wealthier and wealthier.
但是如果我们这个人不能真正奉献给主的话,
But if we cannot truly offer ourselves to the Lord,
这些神所给我们的祝福,
and all these blessings,
可能会变成我们在地上的一个灾难。
Can possibly become a disaster, cursing on this earth.
因为有太多的例子，我们也可以看见。
Because there are too many examples that we have seen.
我们等一下可以读一些经文，我们可以看得到。
Now later on, we're going to read a few passages we can see.
所以神说，当我们奉献的时候，我们要甘心乐意。
So the Lord said, when we offer, we have to offer willingly.
在旧约,
in the Old
Testament,
it is the same in both Old Testament and New Testament. And let's read one passage from the Old Testament.
出埃及记,
it is in the book of Egyptian, no, the book of Exodus.
35章,
it is in chapter 35 of the book of Exodus.
35章第4节第5节
And verse 4 and verse 5
摩西对以色列全会众说耶和华所吩咐的是这样你们中间要拿礼物献给耶和华凡乐意献的可以拿耶和华的礼物来
Moses said to the whole Israelite community This is what the Lord has commanded From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering.
这边讲到, 凡乐意献的可以拿耶和华的礼物来。
It talks about everybody who is willing to bring to the Lord an offering.
所以这里有一个提到, So, 你要献这个奉献的时候呢, 要乐意。
So here it mentions that when you offer, you have to offer willingly.
其实意思说, 若不乐意, 就不必了。
And in other words, it says if you are not offering willingly, you don't need to offer at all.
因为神真的不缺。
Because God does not need it.
有时候我们觉得说, 哎, 这个不奉献不太好意思。
And many times you say, it is not good for us not to offer.
也说不过去,
and we cannot even defend ourselves.
我们跟神其实没有什么好不好意思的。
And there's really not this, we don't really care what to do without, this between us and the Lord.
他是我们的父。
Because he's our father.
诶, 你在家里,
and at home, does your children have this? The children have this concern with you?
大家应该懂了。
And hopefully you understand what I said.
神是我们的父。
And God is our Father. It is a life relationship.
不是生意的关系。
It is not a business relationship.
这也不是朋友的关系。
It is not also the relationship between friends.
跟神我们不需要有什么面子。
And to God, we don't have to save face.
所以神说，凡乐意的，可以献礼物来。
So God says, if you are willing, you can offer.
哎，这很宝贵哦。
And this is very precious.
他说可以献耶和华的礼物。
And says the gift that offered to Jehovah.
我们献给主的。
Like whatever we offer to the Lord.
这是耶和华的礼物。
It is a gift of Jehovah.
不知道大家有没有觉得这有点矛盾？
And do you see a conflict here?
通常我们给人礼物是我们去买了，然后给这个人，我们喜欢的人，或者是给他奖励，或者是怎么样。
Oftentimes, when we talk about gift, it is something we buy, to encourage this person.
今天我给他说，这是你给我的礼物，我要给你。
Like today, we talk about this a gift I'm going to give to you.
所以这里看见。
And here we see.
我们所献上的。
That whatever we offer.
不过是把神所给我们的，我们再一次献上。
It's merely that we offer God that whatever He has provided us with.
神看这个是一个礼物。
But God sees this as a gift.
所以其实我们能够给的也是神先给我们。
So what we can offer is He provided us with already.
所以我们应该很高兴我们能够有机会给。
So we should be very glad, we should be very joyful that we have this opportunity to give.
因为那是神给的。
Because this is provided by God.
那这里我们看怎么是神给的呢？
And here we see.
我们看36章。
We see chapter 36.
第三节开始。
And starting from verse 3.
这些人就从摩西收了以色列人作为以色列人为做圣所并圣所所用之工所拿来的礼物。百姓每早晨还把甘心献的礼物拿来。
And verse 3 says, They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites have brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. And the people continue to bring free will offerings morning after morning.
每天都有人甘心的继续的而且是不断的把礼物拿来。
And every day there are people who willing to bring these offerings continuously, day after day.
第五节。
And in verse 5.
然后来对摩西说，百姓为耶和华吩咐使用之工所拿来的，富富有余。
And said to Moses, the people are bringing more than enough for doing the work the Lord commanded to be done.
我们接下来看。摩西传命，他们就在全营中宣告说，无论男女，不必再为圣所拿什么礼物来，这样才拦住百姓不再拿礼物来。
And let's go on, verse 6. Then Moses gave an order and they sent this word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more.
我们这里看见。
And here we see.
这些百姓真的是乐意。
And these people are truly offer willingly.
他们如果不乐意，不可能不断的、不断的。
That if they're not willing, it is impossible for them to continuously.
我不知道大家有没有在家中或者是在公司怎么样接过一些电话啊，或者一些说要叫你就是捐钱的事情。
I don't know if anyone among us who have received phone calls at work or at home that people call you end up and ask you to donate something.
那真的是很困扰。
It is very annoying.
我也不知道大家有没有捐过这类似的这样的钱的经验。
And I do not know if you have this experience to donate money.
我做过。
That I have done so.
但是我做过之后发觉更困扰。
That once I done this, I feel this is even more confusing.
电话更多了。
That the more phone calls start to pour in.
但是我做这个事情呢，我必须坦白承认，真的不是甘心乐意。
That I have to admit, when I did this, I wasn't doing this willingly.
因为听他讲的时候，觉得哎呀，真的是好像不捐都不好意思了。
Because on the phone, that we feel it is shameful that if I do not donate.
但是 Jenna 呢又觉得不是真的不是那么乐意。
But once I offer, once I donate, I feel that I didn't do this willingly.
特别呢，这个还可以这个你交涉。
Especially you can also negotiate.
他先说50块。
And first he started with 50.
那看我稍微好像这个嘴巴结结巴巴有点难处的样子。
And he saw me and he saw I was hesitating.
他说那是30块好了，可以应该可以。
And then he continued on and says 30 is fine.
最后15块钱。
And the final price is 50. It's 15. Deal.
那我好像做完一件事情。
And it feels like I have done something.
至少这个电话不稍微暂时不再打了。
At least this person didn't call anymore.
或者是再打来，我说，我已经捐了。
And at least when this person called again, I said I donate already.
所以没事。
So this is okay.
但是我们看这些百姓。
But we see these people.
要宣布说不要再来了。
They had to, Moses has proclaimed, "Do not come anymore."
不要再奉献了，够了。
Do not offer anymore. It's enough.
我想这个心态不一样。
I know this is different.
因为当我们甘心乐意的时候，我应该是主动打电话说，我想捐钱啊。
And we know the, when we are willingly, that we should call these people up and say, I want to donate.
不是他打电话来，然后我还跟他这个杀价。
It is not we wait until he calls and we have to negotiate.
这完全是不一样的一个态度。
The attitude is very different.
但是我们更去思想。
But once we think about it,
神在这些百姓当中，其实神给他们的恩典更大。
And God has given them a magnificent grace.
这些百姓都是刚刚从埃及为奴之地被神所拉出来，现在在旷野当中。
That all these people were saved from the land of Egypt for being slaves, and then they bring them out to the desert.
他们在埃及，我们都知道，因为就是太苦了，生活太苦了，各方面被法老压榨的太大了。
Now when we know that when we were in Egypt, they were persecuted by the by Pharaoh.
所以他们应该不会每一个人都是富有的。
That you can see that no, not everybody is wealthy.
他们如果在埃及发了财
，That if they become rich in the land of Egypt.
今天耶和华神要说我买头等舱让你们坐飞机到迦南地，他们一定都不去的。
that they won't even go if God Jehovah says I'm going to buy you a first class ticket to fly you to the land of Canaan.
就是因为在埃及他们太苦了。
That's because they are endured such a hardship in Egypt.
所以他们向神呼求。
So they cry out to the Lord.
那他们现在到了旷野。
And now they come out to the desert.
我们知道旷野什么都没有。
And we know the desert doesn't have anything.
所以他们这些东西从哪里来的呢
？So where do this, so where do these things come from？
我们如果仔细看，这些东西都是金银一些很贵重的东西。
So if we look this carefully, we know all these things are silver and gold, very precious metals.
这些东西都不是我们在 garage sale 去买的。
It is not what we bought in the garage sales.
这些东西在出埃及我们有看见。
And all these things in the book of Exodus we can see.
在十二章有提到，当他们要离开的时候
，That at chapter 12 we can see upon their departure.
我念给大家听。
And I'm going to read for you.
十二章三十五节。
And it is chapter 12 verse 35.
以色列人照着摩西的话行。向埃及人要金器、银器和衣裳。
Verse 35 says, The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing.
耶和华叫百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩，以致埃及人给他们所要的，他们就把埃及人的财物夺去了。
Verse 36, The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for.So they plundered the Egyptians.
所以那在后面开始，他们就从兰塞第一站开始往 神所要带他们去的地方。
And so later on, as you can see in chapter 37, from the Israelite journey from Ramesses to other places.
所以这些东西都是他们在离开埃及的时候，从埃及人的手中拿过来的。
So all these articles that you can see, they received from the Egyptians.
所以这些都不是他们赚来的。
It is not what something they earned.
他们怎么能够拿这些东西呢？
How can they get this stuff?
因为埃及人看见耶和华神在这当中行了这么大的神迹，这个灾难的时候。
Because Egyptians saw like this kind of miracles and disastrous event that God performed among this people.
所以他们看到以色列人这些犹太人呢，你们只要走，什么东西都可以，赶快走。
Like their attitude is that toward these Israelites is as long as you leave, you can take anything you want.
再不走，下面那个灾难就不知道更是什么样的灾难了。
And if you still do not leave, I don't know what kind of disaster will come upon us.
所以这些东西都是神借着这样的事情，在他们离开的时候给他们的。
So all the things is God through all these events that provide to this Israelites.
没有一样是他们因着做苦工赚来的。
Not one thing is because they do such a hard work for the Egyptians.
所以今天我们对主的奉献也是如此。
So today our attitude to our offering should be the same.
我们要认识一件事情。
We have to know one thing.
我们所以能够奉献。
That the reason why we can offer.
也是主给我们的。
It is provided by the Lord.
所以我们看到那时候以色列人真的是，当主说为着这些圣所所预备的东西需要的时候
，So we can see during that time the Israelites for the things they want provide for the sanctuary.
百姓就乐意能把这个礼物献上。
And people are willingly to offer the things.
所以神的心就满足了。
So God's heart is satisfied.
但是我们再来看一段圣经。
And now we're going to read another passage.
当神的百姓慢慢慢慢，当时间长了以后。
So we can see slowly when the people of God starting to drift away.
奉献成为一个律法。
An offering becomes a law.
奉献好像成为一个重担。
An offering became a burden.
当我们把神所给我们的恩典，神所给我们的财富
，That when we see the grace and wealth provided by the Lord,
我们把它当作是自己的
，And we treat this as ours.
这时候要拿出来真的就很难了。
So it is very difficult for us to pull out from our pockets.
我们觉得好像是从我身上拿出来的一样。
And we feel that this is like cut off from our body.
所以在马拉基那边有提到。
So in the book of Malachi,
以色列人到一个地步。
And Israelites to a point.
神向他们说。
That God has spoken to them.
要他们奉献。
That you have to offer.
所以你们借着奉献来试试我。
That you have to offer in order to test me.
因为当我们奉献已经成为一个律法，成为一个重担的时候。
Because when offering became a law, became a burden.
我们即便拿出去。
Although we offer.
我们也经历不到神那个丰富的恩典。
And we cannot experience the mercy, the grace of our Lord.
当我们拿出去的时候，是觉得因为这个需要，这个可以这样做，那个可以这样做的时候。
So when we offer, we feel that it's toward this need and that need.
我们不是说因为看见我们把神所给我们的，我们重新再一次献给主的这样一个情况。
It is not when we offer that what we have provided with.
他们再也经历不到神的丰富。
And they could not experience the full abundance of our Lord.
在马拉基书。我相信大家也都很熟悉。
In the book of Malachi, I believe we are very familiar.
第三章
，In the chapter 3,
第十节
，at verse 10,
万军之耶和华说：“
你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that they may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the flood gate of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
这边有提到十分之一。
And here is mentioned the tithe.
其实这十分之一不是神给我们一个定规。
And the tithe is not something said by our Lord.
我们现在有时候觉得，要奉献，所以 ，OK， 好，那我要奉献。
And nowadays we feel like when we have to offer, okay, when we need to offer.
那十分之一。
And it's the it's a tithe.
所以我们奉献十分之一。
So we offer 10%.
我们心里就平安了。
Then we feel peace in our heart.
真的平安吗？
Is really peace?
如果圣灵在你身上有不同的感动的话，
If the Holy Spirit has different has a different touching on you，
其实神他的目的不是在那个数字。
And the Lord's heart is not at this number。
问题不在数字，问题是在这个心。
The problem is not whether it's this One 10%, it is your heart.
所以神说，你只要拿十分之一来试试我，你就可以知道了。
So God says, okay, as long as you offer this 10%, as long as you offer this tithe, then you know.
你看神那时候已经把标准降得多低了。
But you can see how God lowered His standard.
神要我们的全部。
Although God wants us all.
我们这个人。
But we as people.
但是百姓光景低到个地步，神说：“你只要用十分之一，你就可以试试我。”
But our situation come down to a point that as long as you offer 10%, that you can test me.
他说：“是不是？当你在这里把愿意这个十分之一拿出来的时候，看看神会不会把天上的窗户敞开？”
That says, as long as you provide this tithe.That God will open the windows in heaven.
神这么形容的很奇妙。
That the description is very miraculous.
这也是我们很喜欢的一句。
And this is something that we love very much.
但很不幸的，这一节我们喜欢后面那一段。
But unfortunately, we like the later part of this.
敞开天上，倾覆于我们，使我们无处可容。
That the blessing is so abundant that there's no room for it.
我真的，真的太棒了。
This is so wonderful.
但是神要我们这个人要能够拿得出来。
But God wants us to offer.
我们要有愿意的心。
That we need to this heart of willingness.
第九节我们可以看见。
And from chapter 10, from chapter 9, we can see.
我们从第八节好了。
Why don't we read from chapter 8, from verse 8?
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Verse 8, Will men rob God, yet you rob me? For you ask, How do we rob you? In tithe and offerings.
第九节，因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
In chapter and verse 9, you are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
神要我们这个人。
God wants us as a person.
罗马书十二章那边提到。
In Romans chapter 12, it says,
我们要将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
That we have to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
这个人
，It is us as a person。
所以，当我们不愿意献上的时候
，So when we are not willing to offer，
神在这里讲，我们是夺取他的供物。
And God says here we are robbing him。
这是一件蛮严肃的事情。
It is a very serious。
我们要神的祝福。
We want his blessings.
但是我们却偷取他的供物。
But we steal his offering.
那个偷取供物的行为就是我们不愿意把我们自己献上。
But this action of stealing is not what we're not willing to offer ourselves.
所以神今天来这边向我们呼求。
So God comes to us today that cry out to us.
因为我们觉得我们在属灵的经历上面很贫乏。
Not because we feel like we are so poor in experiencing God.
我们常常抱怨，主啊，我怎么都经历不到你呢？
Now we often complain, God, why can't we experience you?
我怎么看见那位姐妹，主，你怎么好像特别有很奇妙的工作在她身上呢？
That many times we ask that on that sister, how can you have such a wonderful work on her?
怎么这些事情好像我都碰不到？
But how come I don't have experience on these things?
怎么那个弟兄，怎么主，你怎么可以用这种奇妙的方式把他带领过去？
And on that brother, how does God lead him to a certain place in such a miraculous way?
我也是每个主日都来聚会的啊。
I come here every Sunday too.
为什么我是这么贫乏？
But how come I'm so poor?
因为我们夺取了神的供物。
That's because we rob God's offering.
所以神这里讲说， 要我们来试试他。
So in here God tells us that let us test him.
他要让我们借着奉献， 操练我们的信心。
That through our offering he's going to train us.
能不能够经历神， 绝对跟信心有绝对的关系。
That whether if we can experience God, it is very close related to how much faith we have.
当我们在犹豫说这个支票写上去的时候，我的存款账户里面好像就不太够了。
That when we hesitate that if we write out this amount, the saving our bank is going to be is not going to be enough.
神说，
And God says,
你要不要试试看？
Do you want to try me?
你看看里面会不会少？
Do you want to see if your funding is not going to be sufficient?
地上的算数, 这个拿出去都是减的。
The worldly calculation, all this offering are subtraction.
天上的算数,
and in heaven calculation,
不是减的,
it is not subtraction,
也不是加的,
it is not addition,
是乘的,
it is multiply.
我这里, 交通一点, 我曾经有一次的经验。
And here I'm going to share one of my experiences.
不仅让我是觉得很奇妙。
Not only I feel this is like a miracle.
我甚至很震惊。
And I was very shocked by it.
多年前, 十几年前, 有一次, 我正好中间有一段时间没有工作。
And some years ago that there was a time when I didn't have a job.
后来, 就重新有工作了。And
then I start to work again.
但是就在我找到工作之前呢, 有一次有个机会到中西部有传福音的机会。So
right before I start this new job, there was an opportunity for me to go to the Midwest to have a short-term ministry.
因为那时候还没有工作嘛, 我想时间很自由啊。
And because I didn't have a job back then, I told myself I had a lot of free time.
所以我就参加了。So
therefore I participated.
那个在中西部那个时间就是在差不多靠近 Christmas 那段时间。
It was right around Christmas that year.
利用就是大家放假的时间。
To use the time of vacationing.
到中西部一些校园里面去传福音。
To go to campus, to go to college campuses in East West. To spread gospel.
结果, 就是当我报名了以后呢, 然后大概不到大概半个月, 那我就有工作了。So
right after I registered, not even 2 weeks later, and I start to have this new job.
所以当, 那时候是在感恩节之前。
And at that time, it was right before Thanksgiving.
所以就是当我要去传福音的就差不多一个月之内。
So right before, it's within this month of before I'm going to go on as missionary.
所以当在 interview 的时候，这个老板说，好啊，那你就来上班。
So during the interview, my new boss, told me that you can come to work.
那时候是就是在感恩节之前嘛。
It was since it was right before Thanksgiving.
那他问我说这样子有没有问题
？And he asked me, are we going to have any problems?
那时候我其实我心里有点犹豫挣扎。
And back then, in my heart, there was some hesitation, there was some struggling.
因为我就想到这个传福音的事情。
Because I remember that there was a short missionary coming up.
他要整整大概差不多十天。
It would take up the whole 10 days.
我很怕，我在想说，我如果提出来说，因为他们马上就需要人上班。
That because this new job requires me to come immediately.
那一刚上班，我马上要请假十天。
And I was afraid right after I start this new job and I have to take 10 days off.
我相信我们在找工作的人都有一些在就是当有一些这个困难，很怕已经因为一段时间没有工作，哎，有一个工作来，这个要是这种理由实在，这要是这样不能得到工作，不是太可惜了吗？
And I know for those of us who were seeking jobs that for a long time you don't have a job and now the opportunity comes up and because for this reason that you lose the job.
所以后来其实我心里他在问的时候我心里就有点祷告。
So finally during the interview that I had a little prayer in my heart.
感谢主让我把我心里的话讲出来给他知道。
And I give thanks to God that I spoke to him of what I had in my heart.
我告诉他，我说因为在这个 interview 之前，我已经在12月有一个安排了。
So I told my new boss that before in this interview, I had a different arrangement for December.
所以我说我那个安排我不能改变。
And because I won't be able to change that arrangement.
因为那是在神，好像是答应神的呼召一样。
Because it is like I answer God's calling.
所以我说，如果我要请假十天的话，如果你觉得有困难的话，那你就不要用我好了。
So I'm going to take this 10 days off, but if you find this is hard to accept, then don't use me then.
那如果你要用我，但是我知道，因为刚上班不能有假期。我说，如果你能够那几天给我 no pay 的请假。
So I told him that if you take me, then I don't want pay during that 10 days because it's hard to take days off once you begin a job.
那我会很感谢你。
And I will thank you very much.
他说，他也很快回答，他说他没有问题。
And he responded very quickly. He said he didn't have any problem.
他问我旁边将来要当我的那个 supervisor 的，就是经理的。
And then he asked my future supervisor.
因为他说我是要直接跟他报告这些工作的。
And since I need to report to him directly.
他说他没问题，这个 supervisor 没有问题，这个大老板就没问题。
So he said as long as the supervisor is okay with it, I don't have any problem with it either.
就感谢主，大家都没问题。
And I give thanks to God that nobody has any problems.
所以我也没有问题。
So I don't have any problem either.
所以当他说可以的时候，其实我心里就把感谢赞美归给神。
So when he said okay, I give praise and thanks to God.
因为主说，当我们愿意为他站立得住的时候
，Because the Lord has said, as long as you stand firm before Him,
他顾念我们。
That he will take care of us.
但是事情还没有，还不止如此。
But not only this.
更奇妙的一件事情发生了。
And something more interesting even happened.
感恩节完以后，上班了。
And right after Thanksgiving, I start to work.
所以就是12月初。
So then it comes early December.
那就开始准备买机票了。
Then I have to buy tickets.
要去中西部。
To go to Mid West.
大家知道，因为在那时候，在12月中，12月20号到12月底，那个是 High Season.
And because, I mean, you know, during that time, it is high season.
机票也蛮贵的,
and the airfare can be very, very expensive.
也不好定,
and it's very hard to reserve.
但是这已经安排好,
and because since it was prearranged, so you have to reserve regardless.
那时候就准备,
and then I was on my way to be there.
就在12月中的时候,
and right in the middle of December.
去之前大概不到一个礼拜的时候,
and right before, a week before I, before my departure,
年底公司都会发 bonus,
and you know, there's bonus toward year end.
那个叫做红利还奖赏, 就是让公司的员工有公司如果赚钱, 那我们会分一些给员工。
So it was like a profit sharing.
那以往通常都是要工作满一年的有。
In the past, that this profit sharing only applied to people who are there for a year.
它是根据你的薪水的比例, 然后你一年怎么样来分给你。
Since it is a percentage of your salary, of your annual salary.
所以那时候我就看着大家纷纷拿到, 我没有。
So then back then I saw that everybody has this profit sharing, but I don't have it.
不，这很正常的。
But this was very normal to me.
但是我的经理他发完之后, 他就是问大家, 高不高兴啊, 拿得多不多啊。
So then my supervisor will ask everybody, are you satisfied with what you're getting this year?
他到我面前, 他说拍拍我, 他说没关系, 好好干一年, 明年你跟他们一样。
So he came to me and pat me on my back, says, okay, do work for a whole year, then next year you will receive the same money as they do.
当他讲完走了，他突然又回头。
And right after he left, he came back again.
他就请我们那边，他突然说，他说你到人事会计那边问问看， Marco 如果以后有怎么算。
And then he told me that you go to personnel, that you go ask them, so if Marco being here for a year, what's his profit sharing going to be? So somebody went down to personnel for me.
至少这样子我一年,
so at least I'm going to have this expectation a year later.
就问上来之后,
so once this person came back from downstairs, and I once again I offer thanks to God.
他说我11月底开始上班,
and he says since I start at the end of November.
到今年12月底, 他说我可以有12分之一的红利。
So to this December, I will have 1/12 of a profit sharing.
那是多少呢?
And how much was it?
我还不知道。
And I didn't know back then.
就过了一天,
so a day later,
他们算了上来,
and they had calculated some amount and came up to me.
他要办手续, 因为大家都发了, 他帮我弄好, 他也送来一支check给我。
So he gave me a check.
那个数字,
and that number.
让我真的在神面前真的是要敬拜他。
That I have to praise him before him.
那个数字就是我买飞机票的数字, 再加上15块钱。
That number, that amount was my airfare plus $15.
我真的要在他面前敬拜他。
I truly want to praise him before.
虽然我不缺那张机票的钱。
Although I don't need that money right away.
本来也没有这个期望。
And originally I didn't expect any money at all.
但是主顾念我,
but God took care of me.
主在这里说, 我们可以试试他。
Like God says right here that we can test him.
我看到那个数字,
that when I saw that amount,
不仅觉得稀奇, 我真的是震惊。
Not only I was surprised, I was astonished.
就是那个数字,
it was that amount.
当我们愿意把我们自己交给主的时候,
that if we're willing to offer ourselves before the Lord,
绝对不是减号,
it is not subtraction,
也不仅仅是加哈。
It is not even addition.
是乘哈。
It is multiplication.
我们愿不愿意经历主的丰富
？And do we want to experience His abundance?
我们愿不愿意因着他的缘故，我们愿意放下一些我们觉得可能会可惜的东西？
That do we are we willing to because of him we are willing to sacrifice something we feel like we're going to regret.
我们每一个人都可以经历。
That every one of us can experience him.
只要我们愿意乐意的把自己献上。
As long as we are willing to offer ourselves freely, willingly.
最后我们来读一下在哥林多后书第九章。
At the end, I'd like to read a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Starting from verse 5.
后书九章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 5.
因此我不得不求那几位弟兄先到你们那里去，把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当，就显出你们所捐的是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。
So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish arrangement for the generous gift you had promised.Then you will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly.
个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give.Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you.
使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
So that in all things at all times, having all that you needed, you will abound in every good work.
这边让我们看见。
And here you let us see,
神要我们乐意
that God wants us to be willingly.
不是出于勉强
It is not because of compulsion.
他要按着我们自己本心所酌定的
It's based on what our heart desires.
这就是说圣灵在我们心里面的感动
It is the Holy Spirit working in us.
不是一个律法
It is not a law.
不是十分之一
It is not a teeth
百分之一只要是你心里所乐意的神也悦纳
Even 1% if it is what your heart desires God is willing to accept
主耶稣不是在圣殿看见那个寡妇投了两个小钱吗
I remember Lord Jesus when he saw this widow throw two coinsin the temple.
以前的钱都是铜币。
And back then it was copper tone.
所以那个钱呢多的那个钱丢下去的时候都可以听到声音的。
So when you threw into the offering box that you can hear the sound.
寡妇两个小钱丢下去可能连听都听不见。
The two coins that threw by the widow, you cannot even hear it.
财主丢下去，砰砰的这个声音大大作响。
But when a rich man threw all his money in the offering box, that there was a lot of noise.
但是我们的主只看见、只听见这个寡妇丢的这个两个小钱。
But our Lord Jesus, he only heard these two coins that the widow threw in there.
因为我们的主说，你们是把你们多余的献上。
Because our Lord said, "You gave what is extra for you."
那个多余的意思就是，算过了之后，这个钱没有什么影响了，所以我去献上。
And what means to be extra? Because after your careful calculation, that this money won't affect you, so you offer to God.
对财主来讲，也许那个也是还是数字还是很大。
For this rich man, although this amount can be huge,
寡妇那个两个小钱，有或没有，其实也没有什么影响。
But for these two coins, given by this widow, it might not make a huge difference.
但是主说，他捐的是最大的。
But God says He offered the most.
是天上的计算，这个寡妇捐的。大大的超过其他人所捐的。
And based on the heavenly calculation, this two coin offered by this widow is much more than everybody else.
因为她把她养生的一切都摆上了。
Because she gave all she had.
意思就是说她把她自己给了主。
It means that she offered herself to the Lord.
虽然今天我用的都是钱财做例子。
So although today I use a lot of money analogies,
但神不要我们外面的。
But God doesn't want to. God does not want our outside.
他要我们这个人。
He wants us as a person.
当我们乐意、甘心乐意的把自己献给主的时候。
So if we can offer ourselves willingly,
我们一定可以看见主把天上的窗户打开。
That we will definitely see.God will open the heavenly window,
倾倒下来
and pour down upon us.
我们不常常觉得我们很贫乏吗？
That don't we feel that many times we feel so poor?
我们要不要试试看？
Don't we want to try it?
我们向主祷告，
That we pray to the Lord.
我们这个人完全交给他。
That we're willing to offer ourselves to Him and wholly.
我敢保证。
And I promise you.
不是我保证。
It is not what I promised.
神替你做保证。
It's God that's going to promise.
下个做见证的就是你。
The next one who will give testimony is going to be you.
下一个你把你见证拿出来荣耀主的就是你。
And next person who is going to give testimony to glorify Him is going to be you.
我们祷告。
And let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give our praise and thanks to you.
我们有现在的一切的地位。
That we have all positions and status.
都是因着你的恩典。
Because of your grace.
我们原本是一无所有的人。
Originally, we didn't have any.
我们是贫乏的。
We were poor.
我们是可怜的。
We were pitiful.
但是你怜悯我们。
But you have grace upon us.
主啊，但是你在地上，你要寻找一帮人。
That on this earth, you're going to search for some people.
愿意全人完完全全的来奉献给你的人。
Are willingly to offer themselves to you.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们能够定睛在你的身上。
Lord, can focus on you.
我们不定睛在我们外面的环境上。
Lord, we won't focus on our outside surroundings.
主啊，我们定睛在环境上面，我们真的很怕我们会减少。
Lord, when we focus on our surroundings, we feel like we're going to lose something.
但是当我们定睛在你身上的时候
，That when we focus on you,
我们减少。但是你增加。
That although we lose, but you will add.
我们衰微，但是你兴旺。
Although we are weakened, but you are strengthened.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿我们是一个奉献的人。
We hope we are the offering people.
并且是甘心乐意的奉献。
And hope we can offer willingly.
你让我们愿意把我们自己成为一个活祭。
That you allow us to become a living sacrifice.
献给你。
That to give to you.
主啊，我们感谢赞美归给你。
That we once again we give our praise and thanks to you.
这样感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In my prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.